Spindolara on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Tuesday to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. DA in for Jim today. Usually you can catch me preceding Jim on many of these same CBS Sports Radio stations. As always, we are simulcast in sparkling HD, live in Technicolor on the CBS Sports Network. And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks for being with us. Good show coming up for you today. How about NFL Hall of Famer Aeneas Williams goes into Canton, a shutdown, lockdown star cornerback? We'll talk to him about this year's NFL class on the week of the Hall of Fame game and inductions. And, of course, the Terrell Owens controversy this year. Aeneas Williams, class act A, dominant football player B, is going to drop on by the show next hour. Also in the third hour of the show, two-time Super Bowl champion Max Starks, a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, wins in 2005 and 2008. He's an NFL analyst. We'll talk to Max Starks coming up here in the third hour of the show. Speaking of the NFL, we will dissect the traveling circus known as Jerry Jones of the Cowboys. Why the Browns have an RV for their quarterbacks. How Dwight Howard is lying again. The Astros are risking their chemistry as defending world champs. And how would you, if you could, steal a shark from an aquarium? All coming up today here on the show. As always, cloned, the phone lines are available for your use. Please don't abuse them, but please do use them. Well, you know what? You can abuse them, too. It's a toll-free line. It's our New York City studio line. Check it out, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You could always get at us on Twitter as well. Hit me up, DA on CBS. A great way to connect with the show. I'll read through tweets throughout the day from the clones. Let's start with the Nationals. Because over the last 48 hours, steam has risen around the possible shopping of Bryce Harper. The Nationals have been an unmitigated natural disaster this year. And despite Harper's heroics with the home run derby, despite him being still one of the best players of the game, despite a terrible batting average this year, despite the Nationals season going down in flames, Bryce Harper is still a major player, a star of epic proportions in this league right now. And for the Nats, yes, they want to retain him, re-sign him in the offseason, but with this season going up in flames, would you trade him? Right now, the Nationals are sub-500. It is almost August. They're 52-53. They trail the Phillies in the National League East by 5.5 games, and the Braves are on top of the Nationals as well. So Washington would have to jump both teams to win the division and get to the playoffs. It's even worse in the wild card, because in the wild card, the Nationals trail basically half the National League. The Nats right now do not have bright prospects at all. In the National League wild card race, the Brewers, the Diamondbacks, the Braves, the Rockies, the Pirates, the Cardinals, and even the Giants lead the Nats. What would a team give up for Bryce Harper at the trade deadline? Well, I would imagine a lot. Because even though Bryce Harper is going to be a free agent next year, even though he'll be a free agent in the winter, even though this is only a rental right now, Harper still has great home run numbers, and who knows what he would do if he was suddenly plunked into a lineup that had playoff aspirations and didn't have all the dysfunction of Washington. Now, before we get any further, let's put this out there. The general manager of the Nats, Mike Rizzo, tells the Washington Post, Harper is, quote, not going anywhere. and that he trusts this team to turn it around, that he likes this team. But let me tell you this. Rizzo is crazy to not trade Bryce Harper. And if he thinks that this is going to lose Harper in the offseason, that thinking is also broken. Here's why. If you are the Washington Nationals, this season's a wrap. Sorry, it just is. There is not a Nats fan out there that feels good about their chances. Are they talented? Absolutely. Were they the favorites coming into the season? No question about it. But from a leadership standpoint at manager, from a production standpoint from their stars, from a close game standpoint, late in innings or late in games, this team has found every which way to lose. They're not jumping seven teams to win a wild card spot. And you've got to jump two teams to win the division. And you're going to tell me you're still confident in that possibility when you're sub 500 as we enter August. I don't buy it. The national season is over. It is donezo. It is done. Don't try to convince me that it's the turnaround's about to happen. Yeah, I get it. The Phillies aren't unbeatable. The Braves are a wonderful story but shouldn't be this good. I get it. There's reason to believe that maybe those two teams come back down to earth and your talent elevates you to the division. Don't count on it. Don't hold your breath. This season's over for the Nationals. They're not going to the postseason. And thus, if the only reason you're not trading Bryce Harper is to not upset him in the offseason, to show him loyalty so that he doesn't get a taste of a different clubhouse and maybe re-signs there, that's stupid. Why? Tell Bryce Harper, Bryce, do you want to win? Do you like winning? Would it be great to play in October? Would it be great to play beyond the first round in October? Would you like to win World Series? Well, guess what? If we trade you now, we get stud prospects in return or players that are ready right now to help you and us starting next season. Think about what Bryce Harper gets you back in the open market right now. Look at what Manny Machado got back. You're telling me that a team's not trading their number one prospect for Bryce Harper for the final 2 months of the season and the playoffs? Oh, they are. It would be a bundle of prospects. Again, I get it. It's a rental. Rentals happen all the time. And rentals for stars get back great returns all the time. Bryce Harper is one of the best players in baseball. And again, I know his batting average is bad this year. People worry about his attitude. I understand all that. But Bryce Harper is still one of the best players in baseball at his physical peak at 25 years old right now. It might only be a three-month rental, but you know what? If it's a three-month rental, August, September, and October, you'd be willing to give up a lot. And if the Nationals got back a lot, you'd tell Bryce Harper, we're better off having have traded you. And then you come back. Guess what? This just happened. Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman gets traded to a team, the Chicago Cubs, for a rental and brings back Gleyber Torres, a stud, a complete and utter stud and one of the best young players of the Yankees organization. And in the offseason, Brian Cashman said, and Aroldis will have you back. Let me just sign the check here. You come back. Okay, great. So we just added Gleyber Torres in a season that was going nowhere for us. And we just brought back the same guy. This can't happen. This has happened. Not trading Bryce Harper is a mistake by the Nats. It's a mistake. They're not going anywhere. And this should be the blueprint for baseball teams across the league every single July. You want to re-sign your guy? You tell them, okay, you want to win just like we want to win. We will offer you a big deal in the offseason. We want you to consider it. But we are treating you now for a rental so that when you come back and re-sign with us in a couple of months, we are a better team. Sounds good, right? This happens in hockey a lot. In the NHL, guys get traded at the deadline knowing that they're going to re-sign with that original team in the offseason. This should be the blueprint in baseball. Tell these stars, tell these studs, we want to re-sign you in the offseason, but we want a better team around you, which is why we're trading you right now, because We've got a season going nowhere. People will say, oh, you couldn't trade Bryce Harper. He could leave. Can't trade Bryce Harper. You want him to stay. Can't trade Bryce Harper. The season's not over yet. No, it is over. It is OVA. O-V-A. And make the team better in doing it, and then try to re-sign him anyway. And guess what? What's worse than not trading him and missing the playoffs? Watching him walk for nothing. You developed and drafted one of the best young players in baseball and an MVP. And if he just walks and signs with another team, the Yankees, the Phillies, whoever that's going to be, guess what? You get nothing. Nothing. Nada. That's way worse than trading him right now and getting back a bundle of prospects and then trying to re-sign him in the winter. Rizzo says he's not trading Harper. Mistake. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS, the phone number, 855-212-4227. Hit us, Twitter, hit me, DA on CBS. Tweets coming in, the Nats have no chance. Regards, fly swatters at barbecues. Pete in Kalamazoo. The best part is now we have technology that prevents us from having to use fly swatters, and people still use fly swatters. And we got those candles, those citronella candles. Got those bug zappers. Got all this oil to put all over you. You don't need the fly swatter anymore, and yet people still use the fly swatter with absolutely zero efficiency. If there was a sabermetrics of fly swatting, you'd see how many holes there are in that process. It makes no sense anymore. It really doesn't. It is not a money ball favorable decision in trying to kill the mosquitoes. The mosquitoes are exploiting your market inefficiency because you didn't go out there and get a citronella candle. When we come back here on the show, little training camp action. What do the Cleveland Browns need more in 2018? An RV or a nap room? Hold your answer until after the break. Damon Amendolara, DA in for Jim today here on CBS Sports Radio and simulcast on the CBS Sports Network.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Glad you're with us on a Tuesday. Damon Amendolara, DA in for Jim today. Always a thrill to fill in for Jim. Always a lot of fun. Coming up next hour on the show, Aeneas Williams, NFL Hall of Famer. As it's Hall of Fame week in the NFL, Hall of Fame game coming up. T.O. will not be on hand in Canton. How does Aeneas feel about that? We'll talk to him coming up next hour on the show. Also, third hour of the show, Max Starks, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, will be our guest. In just about 20 minutes, we'll discuss how Dwight Howard is lying again. He just can't help himself, can he? He just can't help himself. Tweets coming in at DA on CBS. The Nationals aren't trading Bryce Harper. Who are they fooling? Thanks, Def Leppard. War Def Lepp giving it 9 thumbs down. At Mike D for 3. London's dialed us up at 855-212-4CBS. He's in Sacramento. London, what's going on?
Hey, man. You know, the Nationals, I mean, they've had a lot of problems over the past few years, but I feel like, first off, I agree with everything you said about why they should trade him and try to get prospects back and try to re-sign him in the offseason. But I feel like because of the way they've been playing over the past few years, you know, they've had a good team, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. They always find a way to blow it. I feel like they're afraid that if they let Bryce Harper walk in any way in terms of trading him, you know, to any of these contending teams, that he's not going to want to come back. I mean, he has to have the best season this year, and I think that maybe he wants, you know, a change of scenery. So I think the rational thing to do is to do what you're saying that they should do, trade him away, get prospects, bring him back. But I don't know that they feel secure enough of themselves to do that, and I think that they're trying to talk him into staying in Washington, even though they've been dysfunctional.
I think you're absolutely right, London. I think you're absolutely right. I think they are insecure about their position with Bryce Harper on the open market. And so this is the desperate thing to do. This is when you are locked in a relationship and you don't trust that she's really into you, that you think you're way more into her than she is into you. And when she says, you know what, we might just need a little space, let's take a break, you go, no, we can't take a break. No, I'll change. I'll be fine. I think we should just kind of ride this thing out because you are terrified the break means she will find somebody better. But let's read the writing on the wall with the Nationals. They're not going to the playoffs. This season is doomed. They can't get themselves out of this. They can't fight themselves out of a wet paper bag right now. And you're going to tell me they're going to go to the playoffs and knock out the Cubs, the Dodgers, en route to a World Series? And then when you get to the World Series, take your chances against those powerhouses in the American League. Look, maybe just a run of the World Series would be enough to keep Bryce Harper there. But the fact is, the Nationals aren't going that far. They're not sub-500 going into August for no reason. They're just dysfunctional, they're underperforming, and they're not going to turn it around. So if you really look into the crystal ball, where we are going to be on September the 30th when the season wraps up for the Nationals, they will have missed the playoffs and will have gotten nothing back for Bryce Harper if he walks. And he might resign, they might retain him in the offseason, but they would have a chance to actually have bolstered the team and retain him in the offseason if they were more secure about who they were. 855-212-4CBS, Twitter, DA on CBS. It wouldn't be Cleveland Browns camp without some type of bizarre oddity. And this training camp, the Browns have decided to bring in an RV. Actually, the Browns haven't. The Browns quarterbacks have. Drew Stanton apparently made this declaration back in the spring as the leader of the quarterback room in Cleveland, which is definitely like being the valedictorian of summer school. Being the leader of the quarterback room in Cleveland is the worst title ever. It's way worse than assistant to the regional manager. So Drew Stanton looks down on his peasants and says, "The rookie shall inherit the earth and the job and deliver us an RV." What? Apparently Drew Stanton, decided that it's up to Baker Mayfield to bring in an RV for the quarterbacks. So there's just a big old fat RV hanging out in the parking lot at Browns training camp that only the quarterbacks can go into. And the quarterbacks are not talking about what goes on in there. It's just a privacy room. Apparently the offensive linemen also welcome, but nobody else is allowed in there. Wide receivers at times can visit but can't stay. This is the most exclusive club in Cleveland Browns land. And it's an RV, which is kind of perfect. Baker Mayfield discussing the mobile home.
It's a place you can get away. Since you're up here all day, you do get one break right now between the walkthrough and practice. So you got to be able to kind of relax a little bit, unwind before practice. You know, whether it's looking at your scripts and doing all of that over again, just getting your mind right. You can do that in the locker room. You get the players' lounge. They have a sleeping area for players. And,
so since it's a Browns RV, my guess is you got to change the oil every 30 minutes. You've got all types of patches in the tires because they've run over nails and scrap metal on the highway. My guess is there's a leak in the roof and the upholstery is torn up inside. I mean, it's a place where the Browns quarterbacks can go to try to forget that they're a Browns quarterback. So I'm reading through this story going, wow, this is a really weird dynamic where Drew Stanton tells anybody what to do. He's the guy. He's the man of influence. Also, It's a damn good thing Brandon Whedon's not still a quarterback for the Browns, because you could not trust him behind the wheel of that thing. No, no, no. No, Whedon, you're driving into a crowd of people. No! Terrible decision, Brandon. Oh, no, you're going the wrong way on the interstate. This is a bad decision, Brandon. Who gave Whedon the keys to the RV? But also, I'm reading through this story. It turns out that this is a place where they can, quote, take naps. So it's nice. Apparently the Browns quarterbacks, it's kind of like kindergarten. In between classes, just make sure you take a nap. Baker Mayfield has his Oklahoma onesie, gets to curl up, towel, bottle, hang out for the day. And so I'm reading through this, and Drew Stanton says, yeah, we kind of need a place to go sleep. He said, because in the nap room, there's 30 beds and 90 guys. So you do the math. The odds aren't in your favor. Is this not the most underreported story in NFL history? The Browns have 30 cots for nap time? This is incredible. This is honestly like going to my old elementary school. You walk by Mrs. Robinson's room. Oh, right, it's nap time in there. Lights are off. Winnie the Pooh is on the screen. Oh, look. All the kids are asleep. A few of them have jelly still around their mouths after they just ate the PB&Js. Oh, yeah. There's Brandon Whedon eating paste again. The Browns are a kindergarten team. They have nap rooms. This is great. And could you imagine sleeping next to, like, Joe Thomas last year? Joe Thomas has got a saw Z's. I mean, he's got a snore like the Dickens, right? How do you get any sleep next to Joe Thomas? I mean, this is so great. And also, if you're going to have a nap room, can you just make sure all 90 guys get a cot? I mean, you're an NFL franchise. You skimped on the nap cots, too? Drew Stanton's going in there going, oh, half the team is asleep again. I just wanted a cot. Is there cots available during Hugh Jackson's film sessions? I mean, an 0-16 team has a nap room. Do you think the Patriots have a nap room? I highly doubt this. I know we're really into sleep science and everything now, but do we think there's a Patriots nap room? And if there was a nap room, do we think that there's not enough cots for the players? Do we think? Gronk is coming in, go, oh, poof, you know, I needed a cot, but I guess I'll just do another keg stand. I mean, I just feel like this is the most Browns thing of all time. So if you're asking me, what do they need more, an RV or a nap room? I would say, if you're going to go nap room, full nap room. Go fullsies. And what do they play over the speakers or on the TV screen to put everybody to bed? Highlights of last season? Here's going to be the highlights of the last 20 years of Browns seasons. And that highlight reel is over. What exactly do you give the team that has everything? Nap room, RV, 16 losses. What do you give them? I mean, it's incredible. Just incredible. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well. DA on CBS. All right, we're going to run a highlight package of all of Johnny Manziel's highlights. Okay, it's done. We can go to bed now. Here's all the open receivers that Brandon Whedon hit. Okay, that highlight reel is over. We can go to bed. We're just going to run the highlight package of Tagliabue or Goodell at the podium picking first rounders, announcing the picks for the Browns. Everybody asleep yet? You guys depressed enough to go to sleep? Everyone good here? When we come back, Dwight Howard is just such a likable guy, isn't he? Oh, wait, he's the opposite all day, every day, forever. Coming up next, how Dwight Howard is definitely lying.
Live from New York, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Damon Amendolara on CBS Sports Radio.
And a good Tuesday to you. Everybody out there, clones locked in. DA, you can usually catch me following, or I should say preceding Jim on many of these same CBS Sports Radio stations. The Jim Rome Show follows my show Monday through Friday, so it's always a thrill to be in here and sub it in for the pimp in the box. Also, Jim is putting out some amazing Instagram photos of his vacation out in a beautiful lake in Wisconsin, having a good time. It's a good life, man, good life. So I'm thrilled to be in here as Jim gets some much-deserved relaxation. And coming up next hour on the show, we'll have NFL Hall of Famer Aeneas Williams join us. Now, it's the world's only true test of fitness, and Thursday night at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, CBS Sports Network brings you the best of the 2018 Reebok CrossFit Games. Find out which athletes are one step closer to being named the fittest on earth on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. You can hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. A nap room would be great for my recovery process. Signed, Josh Gordon. That's from Mailman Casey. Yeah, the Browns now have an RV and a nap room. Things are turning around in Cleveland. DA, the only thing Drew Stanton leads the Cowboys, or I should say leads the Browns quarterbacks in, is preseason starts. That's from Johnny Scab. DA, you're saying Drew Stanton is playing on an NFL team in the NFL? Who knew? That's from Mac. An RVDA? Who the heck is Drew Stanton? Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite? That's from James. I've got just the thing to help these guys forget they're the Browns quarterback. Thanks. Sincerely, Josh Gordon from Jake in Buffalo. And DA, we're trying to find a nap room too. Signed, Jim Rome listeners. So Dwight Howard is a member of the Washington Wizards. Speaking of who knew, can you even keep up on Dwight Howard's zip codes at this point in time? Of course not. And so now as a member of the Washington Wizards, Dwight Howard just can't help himself in telling you just how in demand he is and was. Here you thought that teams didn't want him anymore. You know, could the Charlotte Hornets cut bait with him in about 5 minutes? And the Brooklyn Nets cut bait with him in about 30 seconds? And he's done one-year deals recently and been on about half the league in the last 6 years. You know, because nobody really wants him. Basically, Dwight Howard comes in. It seemed like a good idea. Then he's on the floor. He's with your guys. He's in front of the microphones. And you go, oh, yeah, this is a terrible idea. But don't ask Dwight Howard that question, because Dwight will just keep telling you how great all of his prospects are and how much fun he has had at all these stops.
I learned magic for 8 years. Traveled to La La Land. Learned how to work with rockets. and I went and learned how to fly with some hawks. Got stung by the hornets. Just a joke. But through all of that, you know, it's taught me how to be a wizard.
Don't feed Dwight Howard's ego. That's not funny. Look, I'm not going to take this segment to trash my fellow media members. I get it. I've been there. I've covered press conferences, been in locker rooms, listened to droning on and on of coaches' cliches and athletic platitudes. And I know it sends you into this delirium to where anybody says anything that's kind of lighthearted or funny, and you just crack up like you're at a Carrot Top concert. I get it. But don't feed Dwight Howard's ego. That's not funny. I learned how to work with rockets? What does that even mean? I mean, come on. It's so bad. So Dwight Howard doesn't have a lot of options left because half the league has cut bait with him. But now he's a member of the Wizards. And he tells NBC Sports Washington, yeah, and guess what? Golden State wanted me too. But I said no to them. Dwight Howard said, quote, Golden State called and I thought about them. But once John Wall sent me that DM, I was like, man. I couldn't tell him at first, but I was like, man, I'm going to be a Wizard. That was my mindset. How can we possibly believe this? Possibly believe this? That the Golden State Warriors, who ended up with DeMarcus Cousins, would have opted for Dwight Howard? You're telling me they would go, yeah, you know what we really need here? An egomaniac that destroys every locker room he's been in and is 32 years old and can't shoot from the outside. That's what we're really looking for here. Come on. Come on. This is like Uncle Rico. I can throw the football over those mountains. You know who really wanted me? Golden State really wanted me. And I even told him no. Give me a break. This is totally that dude in high school that's like, oh, yeah, she totally wants me. You know, her friend told me she totally wants me, but I said, no, I don't have time for that. Yeah, but, dude, you have no dates. You've never had a girlfriend. You got acne all over your face. Yeah, but prom queen wanted me. Her friend told me she wanted me. I don't have time. I'm spending too much time with the band. Man, you guys don't even have a gig. Yeah, but I'm too busy with practice. Practice with what? You're not even on a team. I'm working a lot. You're working a lot? You don't even have a job. That's Dwight Howard. You know who really wanted me? The Warriors really wanted me. But I said no. Dwight Howard went on to say, I was like, nah, this is the spot right here. On the court, Golden State would have looked great. We could have won. But the impact of winning in Golden State in D.C. is totally different. I think winning in D.C. would be a lot bigger and it would mean a lot for this city. And to accomplish it with a team that has not done it since 78, that would be amazing. So if we won, I'd be done graduated, man. I'd be done graduated. End of quote. I mean, what a buffoon. What a complete and utter buffoon. You know what, Dwight? You're right. If you won a title in Washington with the Wizards/Bullets franchise that hasn't won in 40 years, it would be slightly bigger than winning a fourth championship in 5 years at Golden State. But guess what else is going to happen? You're not going to win one. The Wizards aren't going to win the title, so I don't think you have to decide on that possible theoretic. I don't think that you need to go down that road, man. I think actually that's not a real worry for you. Yeah, but where would it be cooler to win? Would it be cooler to win a title with the Wizards or with the Warriors? Because it would be a big deal in Washington. Man, don't even entertain those delusions of grandeur. That ain't happening. If Golden State calls and you've got a $5 million one-year deal with the Wizards or the Warriors, you might want to take the Warriors. Because at least you know you'll be playing into June. You know they're going to make you look better. I don't think you then go out and say, yeah, no, I'm not interested. I'd much rather go to a dysfunctional franchise that has guys sniping at each other constantly and haven't really been able to get out of the second round in like 35 years. That's what I'm looking for. That's where I want to play. That old Warriors thing, eh. I get it. We're going to trash Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant jumped on the gravy train that is the Warriors. And you're going to say, DA, don't be a hypocrite. You have trashed Kevin Durant. So why not give love to a guy that said no to the Warriors? Because he didn't have that option. Because guys that have no options don't say no to Golden State. Kevin Durant had every option. Dwight Howard didn't. Yeah, but the Warriors really wanted me, man. But I just want to win here. Yeah, sure. And I'm sure John Wall definitely wanted you over DeMarcus Cousins. I'm sure of it. It's not like John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins have a friendship and relationship that goes back a decade. I'm sure he would definitely rather have you, Dwight. You're 4 years older. I know Boogie is injured. I know he's coming off the injury, but let's be honest. Boogie's upside is about 1,000 times higher than Dwight Howard's upside right now. I mean, Dwight Howard just can't stop being unlikable. It's impossible. It's part of his DNA. What can I say today that will just sound totally obnoxious? Oh, I know. I'll say that the Warriors really wanted me, but I said no to them. I stiffed them. Sure you did, man. Sure. The Nats have said they are not trading Bryce Harper. Tweets coming in. DA, no way Harper gets traded. He's too valuable. Regards the neighborhood kid with the cursing Billy Ripken Fleer cards. That's from Wooglin. God, I wanted that card so bad. Still do. That Billy Ripken Fleer card with the vulgarity on the bottom of that baseball bat. God, I needed that at 9 years old. Ugh. It was that, my Griffey Upper Deck rookie card, and Greg Jeffries rookie. Forget it. I was set. I was going to be basically Jeff Bezos before Jeff Bezos. I was going to be Zuckerberg before Zuckerberg. I was going to be the Google guys before Google because I had a Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie and a Greg Jeffries rookie. So forget it. See ya, mom and dad. Don't need an education. Don't need to go to college. I'm good. Because what I just did is I set myself up for financial wealth for generations. I never got the Billy Ripken, though, bleep face card. And I'm still working like a stiff. Oh, that baseball card speculation of the late 80s, early 90s. Really screwed us all over, didn't it? You're like, oh my God, Dad, how could you possibly throw out all of your baseball cards? You stooge, you idiot, you're a moron. I'm putting everything in hard plastic. This Chris Sabo rookie, hells yeah, this is in hard plastic. Absolutely. Oh yeah, I've got a Robin Ventura rookie card, and it's in basically bulletproof glass. Because I am going to be rich, suckers. Oh, wait, they're all worth $1.30 now? I just got a Mark McGwire insert. It's an insert, Mom. I'm never working again. Oh, that's worth 70 cents right now. Cool. Nice. Beckett Baseball Monthly ruined my youth. I was a gold prospector. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if anybody else has this, but I'm a millionaire. That was easy. I'm 10. I'm worth $1 million. This is cool. DA, you're wrong. The Nats will win 50 games, and I guarantee they'll make the playoffs. Signed, LeVar Ball. From Ken the Sandman. If I'm the Nats, I'm selling on Bryce Harper today. Of course, they won't. They'll be right where they are right now at the end of the season. No playoffs. And hoping beyond hope that Bryce Harper re-signs it if he walks, getting nothing back in return. DA, why wouldn't Harper walk at the end of the year? He walks to first base all the time. It's from Johnny Scab. I'm one of those rare guys that actually likes Bryce Harper, and I know that he can dog it. I know that his attitude's not great. I understand that people feel like he plays when he wants to play. But damn it, there's only a handful of guys that I really like watching play Major League Baseball night in, night out. It makes things fun. Bryce Harper is one of those guys. Can he be immature? Can he be difficult to deal with sometimes? Yeah, I suppose. It doesn't, though, to me, make him any less fun to watch. Or any less entertaining to have on my team, I'm paying that guy money at the end of the season. No questions asked. When we return, the defending World Series champions pulled off a deal to help their chances at a repeat. But in doing so, did they kill their chemistry? D.A. Damon Amendolara in for Jim Rome today here on CBS Sports Radio and the CBS Sports Network.